Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever used Facebook Marketplace before?
Yeah.
To sell things on?
I did. I had the most wonderful experience. I got exactly what I asked for. He came and got it the same day. It was easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Awesome. I've posted on there and now people are fighting with one another. It is the most ridiculous, innocuous thing I've
ever
seen.
How do they fight with each other? Don't they just talk to you?
Well, no, because you can post comments, because I've posted in like different neighborhood yard sale type boards, I guess, you know,
because
you can post it and then you can add it to other neighborhood yard sales.
Must be a hell of a deal.
I thought it was a heck.
I mean, people are always trying to get something for nothing, but, you know, so, I just don't answer them.
And it's so stupid, right? And these are first world problems. We finally got furniture in our living room towards the end of the last year and this year. Before, we just had one couch and one little chair. We didn't even have a coffee table. We didn't have end tables. We didn't have a lamp. We had nothing in our house because we were trying to buy a house. So we were just trying to make payments on the house. We couldn't afford anything else. So finally, we got to buy some furniture for our living room. So now we have a nice little L-shaped couch. We have some end tables.
Oh,
we have a lamp and a chair. And the Christmas tree that we bought doesn't fit anymore. So we decided 4 years ago that we were going to stop buying real trees and bought a fake tree.
Right.
And we said,
I remember.
It was a very big deal because we were a real tree family.
Very pleased about it.
And we decided that we would spend money on a really good tree and keep it for a very long time.
Yeah.
It was $300
for
this Christmas tree. It lights up white. It lights up with colors. It goes back and forth in the colors. It is gorgeous. It is 7.5 feet tall. It is like 22 feet wide. This is a glorious, beautiful Christmas tree.
You're like Clark Griswold, Christmas Vacation.
If he went to the fake
little
tree.
Sap,
yes.
Little full. Looks great. So, yeah. So we have this tree that's glorious. And we go to put it up. And in fact, I left. Lana's going to put up the tree with my daughter, Courtney, and Barrett. And when I come back home, the Christmas tree is back in the garage.
I'm like,
what happened to the Christmas tree? She's like, it doesn't fit. And she's already, like, there's a lot going on in our lives anyway. She's very emotional. The Christmas tree doesn't fit. And she's like, I tried moving this around. It just doesn't fit now with the new furniture.
You can't move any furniture.
We have a small house.
I know.
You know, there's not a lot of room. So she's like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sell the Christmas tree on Facebook Marketplace. So she takes some pictures of it. Last night, I get on the Facebook Marketplace and I post a picture. Now, Christmas trees like this are now going for a lot more, between $400 and $800 for these trees.
So crazy. For your fake tree?
It's ridiculous. So I'm like, well, listen, we paid $300 for it. This would have been our fourth Christmas. It is in spectacular condition. Not a single light out. It's beautiful. It's well made. So I'm like, $125, right?
I think that's a wonderful deal.
I think it's a wonderful deal.
I would purchase that if I liked Christmas.
That'll start a Black Friday riot right there.
Right?
First message. You know this tree's only worth $25, right?
Are you kidding?
The first message somebody posts in the marketplace about my tree.
Do you think people just no intention of buying anything? They just go around muck-yucking on other people just because they feel so bad about themselves.
However,
go on.
Some other people came to my defense.
Oh, love this.
I know. I didn't even have a chance to respond when somebody else came and said, oh, no. I have looked at these trees, and these trees like this are super expensive, brand new now. And $125 is a very fair price. So then I liked that person's post. I was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
You liked it. You're even coming back.
Have you met Mr. Passive Aggressive over here?
You're such a martyr, Carson. I'm just going to like your comment.
Then somebody called and made me an offer and offered me $25 for the tree, like a private message.
No, I just don't even answer those.
I don't like, what do you, $25? Like, what? Like, and that's not even close. Like,
is that the same person or a different
person? I guess maybe they
saw. You miss all the shots you don't take or whatever. Is it Mr. Gretzky said that one time?
And then somebody else sends me a direct message. Listen to this one. And they're like, hey, I don't want your tree. What color is that paint in your living room?
Oh, I love this so much.
Did you tell Lana that? Because I know she'd be pleased. Because I know how long it took for you guys to pick that color. It didn't happen overnight. I mean, that was family.
I'm just trying to sell my stupid tree so I can get another tree because I can't buy a new tree until I sell this tree.
Did you or did you not respond to the color of the paint?
Well, it is Revere Pewter. It's a wonderful color. And it's Sherwin Williams.
I'm a bear girl myself. But okay.
So have you got a legitimate offer on
it? Oh, yeah. Somebody's picking it up today, I think. I've had a bunch. And I knew. I just knew when I went and looked at the prices. When
it's
get
a great price and a perfect time for it.
And it's a beautiful tree. It really is. And I'm angry we have to get rid of it. It's just
so are you buying a new tree or are you guys just going to do something different?
No, we're going to buy another nice tree, but it's just going to be much
smaller. A little tree?
Yeah, a much smaller tree.
A little Charlie Brown
tree. A sad sack of a Charlie Brown tree.
So did you get bartered down like at the flea market or did you hold strong?
No, I held firm. I held firm.
Not bad.
Somebody is going to drive through the snowstorm today to pick it up.
For $25.
No, for $125 firm.
You should have seen me back in the day at the Revere Flea Market haggling for DVDs. I didn't even want them, but I'd knock them down.
Babe, Pig in the City, $5 or nothing.
Home Alone 3 sucks, but I'm not paying that for it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.